Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TutVid.com. We are going to take a look at how to randomly place instances of a movie clip that's sitting in your library on stage and, you know, get them to kind of move across the stage. Some using ActionScript, some using a little bit of animating, but here is the final result. All right, each of these birds is an instance of the same exact movie clip. So it's very easy on the loading time, and they're just kind of drifting by, all of them being placed on the stage randomly, saw at some point over here off stage where we can't see them. And then they're just flying right across, and they just keep on going. So that is that. How do we do this? Well, first thing we need to do is create a new document. Flash file, ActionScript 3.0. We are using Flash CS3 with ActionScript 3.0. I want to be clear about that because there have been some people who have had some issues following some of the other videos, and typically that is the problem they're having. Okay, so where do we start? Well, first thing we need to do is create the bird and its wings flapping. So let's set our fill to black, set stroke to none, and let's create a bird's body. So we're going to grab the ellipse tool, or the oval tool, and draw out a long, thin oval, and we're going to add a little bird head to it. And now I'm going to grab the rectangle tool, and I'm going to draw a nice, long, thin rectangle. I'm going to hit the Q key, and I'm going to kind of tilt it a little bit, like that. And I'm going to just sort of pull it back like that, and make the feather sort of like the end of a feather. And maybe I'll pull this back out this way. Really make that look like it's some sort of a tail feather. Holding the Alt key and just clicking and dragging a new point, by the way, when I'm doing that. And bring this guy in here. And there we go. Maybe looking a little bit too strange. Whoops, I did not want to merge those two shapes together quite yet. I wanted Alt-Drag away from that to get that. Actually, I'm going to place this guy right down here. Oh, he's cutting out. The Q key. Rotate him a little bit. Squish him in a little bit. Maybe make him a little wider. Like so. Just like that. And then this feather, we're going to... No, I want to undo that. I didn't quite have it angled down enough. Like that's pretty good. And we're going to set this guy right out here. Like that. So we sort of have a cross between a bird and a seal. And we're going to use the rectangle tool to create his beak. Oops. Grab that corner. Drag it right up and over. Drag that corner down to make the beak, and kind of round out the top a little bit, round out the bottom a little bit, and of course size that guy way down. Zoom in on this bird, and we're just going to place his beak right on the front of his head, just like that. So yeah, maybe a strange looking bird, but hey, a bird nonetheless, excuse me. Now let's convert this to a symbol, F8. Movie clip symbol. We're going to say MC underscore bird edit master, let's call it. And we can just leave the registration there to the center. Okay, now we're going to select this again. Oh no, we're going to double click into this, and we're going to convert this to a movie clip. And we're going to name this MC underscore bird body. Just like that. Now, inside of this master bird clip, we're going to create a new layer and name it Wings. Well, actually, Wing, because each wing is going to have its own layer, and this is going to be the body layer. Alrighty. Let's take a look at how to create the wings. I'm going to save my document here. Well, no, I'm not going to save my document, actually. So for the wing, we're again going to use the rectangle tool, and this time draw sort of a, you know, a tall, thin rectangle, like that. We're going to grab this bottom anchor point, pull it over about like that. Looks pretty good. Drag this guy in like that. Bring him around like that. Just going to kind of round out the entirety of the wing. And make the wing come, actually, we're going to make the wing come back in like this. Sort of like that. And actually, let me come up here to modify, transform, flip horizontal. Yeah, I like that much more. I'm going to actually just rotate that guy a little bit. And let's first cut him off of the layer he's on, lock up the body layer, and paste it onto the wing layer. And the wings of a bird are somewhere right around there. I should know. I have a couple as pets. But let's go about creating some feathers for this little guy. First thing we need to do is create the big feathers he has up top. And create these feathers just kind of like this. A little bit of a curve in the back. And, wow, it's a little on the large side. You know what I'm thinking? This wing ought to be a little wider. Okay, sort of like that. And these things for the wing up top, really. Should be more like, oh, more like that. My free transform tool off. There we go, and just alt-drag this guy right over to here. Well, actually, let's drag him out to here. And we're going to rotate him just a slight bit, and I need to shut snapping off. So go up to snapping, hit edit snapping, and just uncheck whatever you don't want. Hit OK. I want to be able to, whoops, I want to be able to rotate this thing as little as I want without having it snapping all over the place on me. As we get closer to the, as we get closer to the actual, like, middle of the wing, or the front of the wing, these feathers just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm going to make a new one here. Drag that over. Create that wing. I slant him in a little like that. That looks pretty good. I'm going to duplicate it a couple times so I don't forget about him. Okay. Wings probably ought to be a little bit closer than they are, but I'm not going to be too picky about it. And we're going to just quickly bring it down here across the front. Resize it. Again, resizing. Bring it back over, and boy, this is going to be a strange-looking bird. But a bird nonetheless. Rotate this feather kind of up front. Like so. And now we just need to create a few little sort of dimples on the back of his wing, which we're just going to do here kind of manually. Just going to hold down the Alt key. Just kind of pull that in. Pull that in. Kind of bump some of them out. For where feathers would be sticking in and out. And all over the place. Just like that. And actually, whoops. Just kind of sped zoom there for a second. What I want to do is I'm going to zoom in on this wing here, and I want to cut away these four feathers. I'm just going to select them and delete them. And again, just cut them as closely as I can to the actual wing. Not too worried about being exactly perfect. Just like that. Alright, zoom out a little bit, and what I want to do is kind of remake those feathers because they just look horrible. And I'm going to make it like this. Actually, I should be a bit thinner. Like so. And I'm going to start rotating the feathers back like they normally would be on a bird. Ooh, it's a bit large. This guy back like that. duplicate him. And we're going to rotate him a little more, maybe make him a little smaller. Rotate him a little more. And we're going to just do one more here, and then we're going to be done with it. And if he looks like a porcupine, it looks like a porcupine. So there we go. Kind of a rather odd-shaped wing for a bird, but hey. It's good enough for now. We're going to kind of tilt it back a little bit and set it right back like that. So we have a kind of a strange-looking wing on a strange-looking bird, and we're going to animate this to make sort of a flock of strange-looking birds. But actually, one last thing I want to do to this wing is just kind of skew it like this, make it a little wider. That's right. Accentuate the thing that looks bad. Just like that. Oh, that is beautiful. Okay. Alrighty. Looking good. Boy, I'm a good liar. Okay, so here we go. We got the bird, and, well, let's convert this to a movie clip. Let's name it MC Bird Wing. Just like that. Now, let's add, I believe it was 26 frames to the timeline. And we're going to punch a keyframe there. And we're also going to stick a keyframe at 13. Right here's 13. Drop a keyframe there. All right, now, let's select the middle keyframe and, oh, you know what? I gotta undo, go back. Before we made this a symbol, when we make this a symbol, very important, actually, we can't do the animation without this. The registration point must be at the bottom center. All right, so, bird wing, MC bird wing. There we go, registration point now at bottom center. Great. Now, we need to go back, place a keyframe at frame 26, place a keyframe at frame 13. Now, what we want to do here for the center keyframe, this is really just for the wing. I don't need these keyframes for the body. But for the wing, I want to rotate this. I'm going to move my transform point to there. I'm going to rotate this wing to go about like that and skew forward like that. And now I'm just going to tween the whole thing. So when I motion tween it, ooh, wow. Okay. Oh, yes. All right. Let me undo my little tween there, and I need to make sure that my free transform point is down there at the bottom as well. Now tween it, and we should work. Oh yes, of course. I need to actually flip this now. All right, put that guy down, tween it, skew him forward a little bit, and there we go. So we've got one flapping wing. All righty. Create a new layer and name this one Wing 2. And we're just going to duplicate this wing up to that layer and leave that. Now, the wing down here, we're just going to resize it a little bit. We're going to make it a little smaller. So I'm going to make this guy be like that. And I'm going to duplicate him to there and to there. And here, I'm simply going to do the same thing that I just did. Just flip him over and skew him forward a little bit. So again, now we have two wings flapping. But actually, the back wing, we should start to see that one before the front wing. So, just put that back a few frames, see what that looks like. Okay, I actually want to up the frame rate to about 18, maybe 21 frames per second. And let's see what this looks like. Ah, yes, looks good. Okay, so his wings are going there. Now, on the drop of the wings, going from up high to down low, we want to set some easing. We want to ease them out, I believe. Whoops, ease out. We just want them to, yeah, drop fast and then kind of float back up. Looks a lot more natural like that. So now that we kind of have our bird created, finally, wow, if that didn't take long enough, let's go back out to the Edit Master movie clip, and we have to set this guy to fly along a path. So let's create a motion guide here. To do this, we need to select it and convert this to a symbol. Let's call this symbol MC underscore bird master, because this is like the master of masters when it comes to this bird clip. And we're going to set the registration point to the center. Actually, maybe the front center. No, we'll just stick with the middle center. That's fine. Middle center is fine. Now what we need to do is double click into this bird, and we want to resize them, make them pretty small. You know, small enough so that 15 or 20 of his strange-looking comrades could come flying across the stage. Hey, you know what he looks like? He looks like a bird with pants on. That's what he looks like. All right, so, well, let me just test the movie real quick. And there he is, just kind of floating in place. All right, maybe make him a little bit smaller than that. I want to push him that way a little bit. I think that's going to make him look a little more like a bird and less like a human with wings who's just kind of sitting there in midair. There we go. And now I'm just going to size the whole thing down a wee bit more. Okay, great. Now what we need to do is create a motion path. I'm zoomed way out here. The bird's that little tiny black speck you see. I'm moving him off to the left-hand side. I want to create a motion path with a pen tool, so I'm just going to grab the pen tool here, and I'm just going to kind of randomly click points. I don't want it to, you know, be too crazy, but it definitely needs to, you know, be kind of crazy. All right, so we have this nice little path here. I'm going to cut it off this layer, edit, cut, create a new layer, and call that path, opath, and paste it on. There we go. And right-click and just set this to become a guide. And now we're going to drag this layer up. And when you drag it up against the bottom of the path layer, it's going to sort of look different. And you can see when you let go, like I just did a few seconds ago, deleting that O, like I did a few seconds ago, it converts it to a nice path. And this movie clip is now attached to that. So, but it's not really attached until we attach. See the center point here on this bird? That has to set right on the path, like that. There we go. Now this guy's going to work. What we need to do, though, is finish our tween and tween this guy out. Oh, let's try about 85 frames to get across the stage. Sounds like a good number to me. And I'm going to bring him all the way over up to here. Zoom in. Make sure that he's still on the path. You can see he is not on the path. There we go. Now he's on the path. Okay, and let's just right-click here on the layer 1 and create motion tween. That layer 1, by the way, is the bird layer. Zoom out, and let's just scrub through the timeline. Let's see what happens. Just scrub through, and you can see that he floats right along that motion path very nicely. And we can tell this to orient to the path, which will basically rotate that movie clip a little bit. I don't know if I quite like it. Here, let's just preview it and see what it looks like. You can see he's kind of diving, and you don't really see birds flying. They more or less glide right through midair, so let's see how that works. Yeah, that looks a lot better. So there he goes, gliding right through midair. Now, let's get out of there. Okay, so we've got our bird clip right over here. Now, this bird master clip, I had set the registration point to the center. In hindsight, I should have set it to the left-hand edge, but we're not going to worry about that now. We will adjust using ActionScript. Okay, so we just made this bird. Delete him. There we go. Got rid of him, got him off stage, and now we are ready to start scripting. I can close with the properties panel to give us a little more room here. And zoom in. And let's just name this layer AS for ActionScript. Now, we need to actually set up some linkage for this bird. Let's see, this is the master clip, yeah. He's flying there. So we need to right-click on this and choose linkage. And we want to export for ActionScript. The name of the class, we're just going to name it Bird with a capital B, so just Bird. Okay. And you're getting this ActionScript class warning. Definition of this class cannot be found. The class path will automatically generate in the SWF file upon export. Don't worry about that. Just hit OK. It's Flash doing its thing. And now we need to write a bit of code just to place this instance of this symbol on stage. So let's do that. Hit F9 to bring up the actions panel, and let's first create a variable which is going to contain our bird. We need to create a new instance of that bird class that we just specified in the linkage area. So we're going to do that. We're going to say MC, oops, make sure you are in the actions panel before you start typing, MC clip, and it is of the bird data type. It equals a new instance of the bird, of the bird class. Looks familiar. And here we're going to say MC clip dot x. Here's where we just have to place it, and it's going to place based on that center point. You remember I was telling you that center point The center point of this is right here. So really, I can get a quick, rough estimation of how far away it is by drawing out a square like this. Let's drag it below. Whoops, path in the way, or a stroke in the way. I'm just going to drag out a box, and we need a little more than that, so I'm going to hit Q, drag out like that, check it again. Okay, so roughly 400 wide. So we need to place that, we need to place that about 400 pixels off stage when it first starts in order for, you know, it to disappear. Or maybe not quite 400 pixels because obviously we don't want it to start way out there. So, let's see. It really needs to be placed on stage. Well, all right, let me stop talking. Let's start scripting here. Let's delete this guy first. We know if we set this x to equal negative 400, we're going to have problems more than likely. Well, I know more than we are going to have problems, but we're going to do it anyway because I'm going to show you the problem. mcclip.y, we're just specifying where we want this to be placed. All right, now this clip, we're just going to place it at, like 200. And last but not least, we need to add a child. And this is just adding that movie clip, MC clip, which is a new instance of the bird class. Check that script, no errors. Let's publish this and see what it looks like. We don't see anything. Okay, let's make it big. Okay, here's a bird flying way over here. That's because we placed him negative 400 off the edge of this, plus half of that movie clip. So it's really kind of messed up. So what we need to do is think. We have 400 away, so we need to place him at least 400 in, probably about 375 pixels into our movie. That center point, if it's placed about 375 pixels, that means the bird is going to be starting about right here. If this point is 375 pixels in, off of this edge, it looks about right. Maybe we could do them a little further. We can do them about 400. Let's try 400. Okay, so we got 400 and 200. Pretty simple. Let's see what this looks like. Hey, there we go. Hey, you can see him flying across. And just like that, he keeps on going. Okay, but we don't just want one little bird flying across, you know, every once in a while. We want to set up a timer in ActionScript that is going to place a bird, you know, every like split second and keep placing them, and then we'll randomly generate a number to place the bird at. So let's look at how to do that. Hit F9 to open up your actions panel and hit enter or return a couple times. Now we want to create a new variable. We're going to say var, and this is going to be, I'll just go class, I can say timer, and it is of the timer data type. It equals a new instance of the timer class, and this timer, we're going to put, we're going to say 100 milliseconds, and we want it to repeat 45 times. Next, we want to say timer dot add event listener. Open parentheses. This is just a regular old event. This is a regular old timer event, and it is a timer. And here we're just going to say timer f for timer function. Next, we want to say timer dot start. So remember, this little bit timer is actually the variable that contains this new timer that is going to be clocking every 100 milliseconds and it's going to do it 45 times. So, start, and I believe that needs open and close parentheses. Yes. Okay, so there we go. We've placed the timer, and now we need to just execute this function and make this function do all of this. So, let's take a look at how to do that. First thing we need to do is create the function that we specified here in the add event listener. So function timer f, it is an event, and it is a timer event. It does not return a property of anything, so void, and open and close curly brackets, up arrow key, and we're back to where we are. So we need to place some stuff inside of this function now, so let's take a look at that. It's actually really simple. Basically, we just copy this and right-click, cut. Hit delete once to bring that up, and control V, paste it, and I'm just going to hit tab a couple times to make sure my code is all formatted. Whoops. I need to create that closing curly bracket. Check the script. No errors. Looking good. Let's see what happens. All right. We got a bunch of birds being created, but they're not quite off stage. So what I want to do is I need to actually make this a little more. Let's say 450. Let's see what this looks like now. Oh, no, no, no. Need to go the other way. Say 350. All right, there we go. And you can see all these birds come flying across. All right, looks good, except we need to create a random number for the Y so they're not just flying in one straight line like that. I don't know if I've ever quite seen that. I mean, there might be birds out there that do it, but I don't think I've seen it. So I'm going to try to create something that I've seen before. So I'm going to create a new variable, and I'm going to call it YVal for Y value. And it is a number, and it equals, well, doesn't equal anything right now, but we're going to make it equal something. So we're going to say parenthesis math dot seal, open parenthesis math dot random, open parenthesis, close parenthesis, times 200, close parenthesis, and then, okay, so we got a close parenthesis for this. Now we have to close the parenthesis again for the math dot seal bit, and then a semicolon. So there we go. Now all we need to do is simply change the Y position to that Y val variable. Let's see what it looks like now. Okay, it looks like they're just kind of all sticking up there. We need to place this variable inside of this function so that a new random number is gotten every time this function is executed, which is, you know, every basically 1/10 of a second or so. So let's check, see what happens now. Ah, now that looks good. Let me see what's going on. We've got a bunch of birds coming in up there. Okay. We may want to increase this a little. Maybe let's try, oh, I don't know, 350. Okay, now we got them flying all over the place. All right. Let's go a little lower now. Let's try 150. That's going to keep them, you know, more tightly clustered together. Just like that. Okay, looks pretty good. But I think I'm going to put that back to 200, maybe 250 is fine. All right. Let's get rid of two of the lines of code here. And I'm going to close the ActionScript panel for now. I'm going to right-click on Birdmaster and just hit Edit. And basically, I just want to make this guy a little bit bigger. I think he's a little too small to me. Holding shift and just making him a wee bit bigger. Back to scene one. Let's test the movie again and see what we've got. Ah, there we go. Now we've got a whole bunch of birds flying across. They look like frogs with wings, approximately. But there we go. We have created this movie clip and just placed a random number of them, and we just have them floating across the screen really just randomly. So that's how you do it. You can really take it a lot further than I've taken it, but we've spent more than enough time on this for now. So that's it until next time, and I hope you have learned something. Please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you for watching.